that brings the pasuk Al Kain Yomru Hamoishlan Boy Keshbon. Now, Bemis, the pasuk is famous from the Gemara, but the pasuk Bemis has a whole different mashmois from the famous Gemara that the Gemara is Masbir, this pasuk. Gemara Bo Basra, Gemara talks about Al Kain Yomru Hamoishlan Boy Keshbon. Okay, before we start with the Gemara, let's just clarify what the pasuk is talking about. Pasuk in Heidegger Parashah, Parashas Chukas, the pasuk says, the pasuk is discussing before that, there was a king, a very mighty king, called Sichoin, Malach HaMoil. And Sichoin, Sichoin went and was Koivish, the land of Moyov. Before Klal Yisrael was Koivish Sichoin, Sichoin was Koivish Moyov. Hu nilcham b'melech Moyov harishoin v'ikach eskal arzim v'yodoi. And that was a war, at that time there was a big rash in the veld, doesn't say exactly when it happened, but it happened sometime before that. He had a big melcham with Moyov, and he took away the land of Moyov from the melech of Moyov. Now this, the emes in this has a big enough kemin l'dinah, we'll see soon in Mitzvah Shem, but... Right on this, right after this, Dr. Torah Al Kain Yomra Hamoishlim Boyu Cheshbon. And Rashi's Masbah, the Moishlim is Bilam and his father Boyer. And Bilam Boyer. What's Moishlim? Moishlim is Meloshim Moshel. Meloshim Vayisa Meshola Vayoyma. Like it says by Bilam always, Vayisa Meshola Vayoyma. He spoke when he said his Nevuah, he said it in the open of Moshel. So this is what the Moishlim, Bilam and his father said. Boyu Cheshbon, he said, come to Cheshbon. So this was some type of nevuah, some type of song, chant, I don't know exactly what you want to call it, but this is how it started. This is what he said. Boyu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon. Come to the city of Cheshbon. Tibon evisikoin in Irsichon. It should become established. The city of Cheshbon should be established. A city called Cheshbon, which Sichon conquered, he captured, and that he made that his capital city. He made that the seat of his Meluche. So Tibonev is a coin and ear Sichoin. The city should become established as a city of Sichoin. And then it goes on a few psukim about this Mulcham. Now that's the Pashat, that's Pshutoi, that's Pshat, what the Pashat is talking about. Comes the Gemara of Basr, and the Gemara says a whole new Pshat that Lechoira has no Shaykhs with the Pshat in the Pashat. The Gemara says that it means Al Kain Yomru Hamoishlim means Elah Moishlim be Yitzra. Moishlim is Meloshim Memshal, Moishel, person's Moishel on his Yitzahar. So he says, Boyu Cheshbay. The people that are Moishel on the Yitzahar, they say, let's make a Cheshbay. Cheshbay is Meloshim Cheshbay, Meloshim Machshav, Meloshim Cheshbay no Yishal Oilam. Cheshbay of the world. What's the Cheshbay no Yishal Oilam? Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseido, Hefseid Mitzvah Keneged Schar. They calculate. The schar, the gain, the profit that you get from an aveira, they calculate that against the hefse, the loss that you have from the aveira, and conversely, the hefsid of that you have from doing a mitzvah, or the cost that it takes to do a mitzvah, or any type of loss that you get from doing a mitzvah, you have to calculate that against the gain, the profit that you're going to get from the mitzvah. So that's a gewaltig cheshbon that a person has to make. So the people who are moishel b'yitzram, they're moishel, they control the yetzahara, so they are the ones who make this cheshbon. They make this calculation that when they have a choice in life and they want to know what to do, so they calculate, is it worth it? Is this thing going to be worth it? So you have to calculate, just like any time a person who comes to business or any type of decision in life, the person has to decide, is the profit against the loss, and you have to see, is it kedai to take this, to do this move? So a person, a businessman, say he makes cheshbon, what's better for his business, for his bottom line? In his business, what's better? Profits and losses, you go in the bottom, calculate everything, this is what's going to come out, is this a gain, is this a loss? So that's how you decide if you should do it or not. Is this a profitable venture? When it comes to So when it comes to the people who are Moishlim B'Yitzram, they make a cheshbon shel olam, much bigger cheshbon. Business is that's a part of life, but that's only that's a smaller part of life. Cheshbon shel olam is a cheshbon that takes a whole that encompasses the whole life, the whole world, and that is mitzvahs and aveiros. That's the profit and loss that you calculate, and what in the next move, what to take. Is this worth it for my mitzvahs, for my aveiros? Am I going to get more? Am I going to get more for the more schar, less schar? That's the cheshbon that he makes. Okay. Now, and then the Gemara continues weiter, and we the whole Gemara. You can look at the Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter on this vein, similar vein of these type of cheshbonos, and what comes out from people who live by this type of cheshbon. This type of calculation of calculating every step they take, is this: am I gaining in my in ruchnis, or am I losing? So the question is: what's the connection between this and the pasuk pshat and the pasuk, as we explained before? But this is stam, it's a historical ma'aseh from Bilam and Ba'ir, and they spoke about the Muhammad of Sichon with Moav. So that was like this. You have to realize that this milchama had a very big impact on Klal Yisrael. There's a big enough community of Dina, the Gemara says in Gittin, Amo in the Moyav Tiru B'Sichay, Klal Yisrael had a big gain from the fact that Sichay conquered the land of Moyav, because there was a Hashem told Klal Yisrael that they're not allowed to conquer the land of Moav, because it's a Yerusha from Loit, Hagan Samaisa, they can't conquer the land of Moav. So, but now that Sichon conquered a portion of the land of Moav, now Klal Yisrael was able now to take over that part of Moav, which Sichon captured, so now they're not taking it away from Moav, they're taking it away from Sichon. So, Al Pi Din, Al Pi Aloche, it became Mutter now that Sichon captured this piece of land. Now Klal Yisrael was able to capture this piece of land, which they would not have been able to do it had Sichon not captured it before, because then they would have been taking it away from Moav. Now they're taking it away from Sichon. So if we think about it, let's try to imagine what was going on at the time when Sichon conquered this land. So Mestama Sichon was very, very happy that he got that he had a big nitzachon. He had a big victory. He was able to go and capture this land, this land of Moav, and now his melucha became bigger. He became his melucha became much fatter now. Now he's a much bigger king. He was able to conquer this land of Moav. Now, really, the emphasis is that this whole thing was all orchestrated in Hashemayim. Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael should be able to conquer this land of Moav, which they would not have been able to because it really belongs to Loit. So Hashem made that Sichon should go and conquer it. And this way, Klal Yisrael would now be able to get it back from Sichon. So it comes out that Sichon was just being used, right? It was just being used as a kli to be able to get that Klal Yisrael should be able to be kavish this. So he's walking around, he's all excited that he got this thing. And Emerson, really, he's just he was just being used to get this for Klal Yisrael. Now, what do we learn from there? So, what we learn from there is as follows. The emes is that, how did Bilam Bechlal become a Mechotan over here? Why was he the one who was talking, who was giving Meshalim about this story? Rashi says that Sichon was not able to conquer this land of Moav. Lo yochel kovsho. So he went and he hired Bilam, the famous Bilam, that he had the koyach of what? Of Klola. He had a koyach that with his mouth, he was able to accomplish certain ruchnis diga koiches. He was able to make klolas, and that's how Sichon was able to capture it. That's what Rashi explains. So, what comes out is like this: Sichon, what was Sichon thinking? Sichon was thinking, I have to get this piece of land. I have to get this moyav. And how am I going to do it? He knows that in Shemayim, If they don't want that he should get it, he's not going to get it. So what does he do? So he goes, he knows someone who knows how to manipulate the koiches in Shemayim. He's going to get someone who knows how to manipulate that koyach, and he's going to get him that he's going to arrange it for him. He's going to get it. So he hires Bilam. Bilam is the famous professional. He knows how to manipulate the Koyachs and Shemayim with his klolos. So he's through that, he's going to get this land. Now, Bamis, what was really happening? What was really happening was that the whole thing was all just a hechatemtz, that it was just, all just a conduit, just a kli that the Klai Yisrael should be able to get this land. So what do we learn from here? What we learn from here is that you have to make cheshbonah shel olam, have some mitzvah connected, schar schar connected of seder. Why do we? How do we see that? Because let me just try to give a akdama to explain a little better. There's a pshat from Shamsha Pinkas. He says that it says by paroi v'hinei oimid al hayoi. Paroi the yoir. So the medrash says the yoir is avoid the zora. It's paroi is avoid the zora. So he says the goyim the oiv avoid the zora. They stand al eliheim. They stand on top of their god. But Klal Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu stands on top of us, like it says by Avraham Avinu. So what does that mean? They stand on top of their god. He stands by us. Fakad. What does that mean? So Rav Shmuel Pinkas explains the Mori de Gezach. He says when we think about Avodah Zarah, so we think about Avodah Zarah as being the deficiency, the avloi, the zora, is a philosophical deficiency. It's a conceptual deficiency. It's something that it's a mistake. It's wrong. But we don't look at it as a moral deficiency. We don't look at it as something that there's something wrong with the person's midas. There's something wrong with the mensch if he's the way the zora. There's something wrong with his dates. But the truth is that it's not that way. Because there's a moral deficiency in Avodah Zarah also. Why? Because what is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah says, Avodah Zarah doesn't have a Torah that tells you how to live your life. Now Avodah Zarah, the theory of Avodah Zarah is that there are koiches in Shemayim, and everything that happens in the world is controlled by certain forces. So there's forces that control the rain, and there's forces that are in charge of marriage, and the forces that are in charge of panosa, all kinds of things that are happening in the world, war and peace, and things like that. There's all kinds of forces, and Avodah Zarah is that you want to have rain, so you find that koyach that gives the rain, and you dive into him, and you manipulate him, you make deals with him until you get your rain. He says, by Klal Yisrael, it's just the opposite. It doesn't start off that we need rain, so we're going to figure out, oh, Hashem is really the one in charge of the rain, not the Avodah Zarah is in charge, Hashem is in charge, so we're going to dive into him. That's not how it works. It goes faket. Hashem is in charge of the world, and he's the king, and we're his avodim, and we have to listen to him. Whether he gives us the rain or doesn't give us the rain, we have to listen to him because he's in charge. Now, once you understand that concept, then this schar v'oynish, everything starts after that. But the beginning of it all is, the foundation of everything is that there's mitzvahs and there's aveiros, and that's what we have to do, and we have to listen to Hashem. Now, therefore, the Avodah Zarah is really a moral deficiency. It's not only a philosophical deficiency. It's something that the person is oymed alehem. He's standing on top of the God. He's in charge. It's all around him. It's all the me. It's all the person's ego that's the most important in this whole thing. He's the center of everything. He has to use the Avodah Zarah to get things that he needs to do, right? Just like any person, he needs a ride. So he has to call the taxi. But the taxi is not. I don't have to do the mitzvahs of the taxi. The taxi is here for me because I need the taxi. So that's how Avodah Zarah works. So Avodah Zarah is you're using the Avodah Zarah for your purposes. But lahavdil, the Torah is punkt vakeh. Is that we are meshubed, we are subservient, to obey what Hashem wants us to do. If we listen to Him, then He's going to take care of us. Now, therefore, what we're saying is like this: this idea the problem of Avodah Zarah is that when you go that way. And you try to not when a person decides that he's the most important thing and not Hashem, so, and but he still needs Hashem. He knows Hashem is in charge, right? So you could have a person who lives a Torah life, but it's all around him, and he's doing all the mitzvahs, and he's doing everything because he knows, I need parnasa, I need nachas for my children, I need a house, I need a car, so I'm going to keep the mitzvahs because I know that that's how Hashem is going to reward me, Hashem is going to take care of me. So he still didn't cure that moral deficiency of Avodah Zarah. Now, of course, Baruch Hashem, he's Ael Chayit, but he didn't get over that thing yet. So what we have to really do is, we have to make the Cheshboina Shel Olam. We have to know what is the real, what is it all about? What is the all-encompassing picture of what we're here for? We're not here for me. We're here for Hashem. And v'shteitzich that once we listen to Hashem, then Hashem will take care of us, everything we do. Okay. So maybe what we're saying is like this. When a person lives that Hashem is the... That he knows Hashem is in charge, but he has to get his things, so he's going to manipulate the koichas in Shemayim, he's going to end up losing from it. He thinks that he's gaining from it, he's really losing. Because the only thing that's going to work at the end of the day, cheshbonos shel olam, at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to work is doing the mitzvahs. Like by Chizkiyo and Yishayah told him, but you have to do what Hashem told you to do, because that's Hashem is in charge and He says what to do. You're going to try to be a smart, you can try to outsmart Hashem and try to go around. Hashem will get, at the end of the day, Hashem will get what He needs. Will get what He needs. So that's what happened over here also. They said, we see from the Mecham of Sichon, we see what happens. Sichon wants the land of Moav, so he thinks he's going to get the land of Moav. How? He's going to take care of it already. He's going to manipulate, he's going to get the Bilam, and Bilam is going to orchestrate, and Shemayim is going to make his clothes. But Lamais, at the end of the day, who won? Who won? Who won was Hashem won. Because Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael should get Moav. And very good, you got Bilam, you got Moav, and then Klal Yisrael came along, and was Kavish Sichon, and they got Moav. So Hashem is the one who wins at the end of the day. So that's what we have to know. There's no, even though a person, there are people who there are mahalchim in the Bria. There are mahalchim, ruchnis diga mahalchim. There's spiritual roads, there's ways, and a person could figure them out if he wants to. But it's not going to help, because at the end of the day, the one who's going to win is going to be Hashem, and that's why the only way is to keep the mitzvahs and go with Hashem. Tom tir Hashem alikecha. And that's the lesson that we learn, and that's how the pshat and the drash of Alkenim HaMoishlim go hand in hand. Yeah. The chaps.
Even the cheshbon of schar mitzvah, of seder, is a shtickle selfish thing. The whole cheshbon.